And now more of the local news. Keeping the city colourful, a new aviation academy, and concern over plans to relocate a city centre post office. But we start with two stories about Edith Cavell.
Her name has become synonymous with bravery, duty and patriotism. The First World War nurse Edith Cavell's legacy has endured the test of time, and she remains one of Norfolk's greatest heroines. And now, more than 100 years after her execution, her final resting place has been blessed and dedicated after undergoing a restoration. Scores of people attended the ceremony at Norwich Cathedral, where the Right Reverend Graham James, the Bishop of Norwich, blessed the restored grave. An account of Miss Cavell's final hours with the Anglican chaplain, the Reverend Stirling Gahan, in which she uttered her famous words, "Patriotism is not enough," was read out and hymns were sung. Bishop Graham said, "This coincides almost exactly with the date of her funeral 97 years ago. The tremendous thing is almost a century on, her grave is visited more than perhaps it's ever been. It shows her story resonates, her service, her bravery, and her Christian faith. It'll continue to inspire Christians and people of all faiths and of none." Miss Cavell, who was born in Swordston, near Norwich, worked as a nurse in Belgium during the First World War, helping the wounded regardless of their allegiance.
As mentioned before, Edith Cavell is one of Norfolk's greatest heroines, and author Janet Marshall is determined that children know her significance. So she wrote a book about the First World War nurse, making use of Cavell's dog Jack to make it more accessible to a younger audience. Copies were sent to every primary school in Norfolk, and a competition was held for young readers, inviting them to draw a picture or write poetry inspired by Cavell. Winners from schools around the county attended a special Edith Cavell celebration morning at Norwich Cathedral yesterday, when they were presented with prizes and enjoyed fun activities. Mrs. Marshall, who wrote the book called One Step Ahead, Jack, is also head of schools and family learning at the cathedral. Edith Cavell is such a Norfolk heroine, and she's so special to us at the cathedral as we've got her grave, she said. I just wanted children to be able to relate to the story. It's very sad as she was killed, so I brought Jack the dog so they don't get too upset. She said that the day was primarily a celebration of the children's work in the competition and thanked the Keswick Hall Trust for funding the print run of the books.
30 students have already applied to study at a new aviation academy that's being built in Norwich. The £12.23 million centre isn't due to open fully until September 2017. But at a meeting of Norfolk County Council's Economic Development Committee, they were told of the progress being made at the site, which is on the edge of Norwich International Airport. The learning facility will include an air-ready helicopter and a narrow-bodied airliner, and will offer 26 courses for the next generation of pilots, engineers and aircraft crew. The first students will be enrolled in the academy this September, and they'll be taught elsewhere before moving to the airport when building is complete. At its peak, 500 16 to 21-year-olds will study at the site. And this will include a BSc Honours Professional Aviation Engineering Practice course, the first of its kind, for which there have already been 30 applications. David Dukes, who's been involved in the organisation of the Aviation Academy, said, "Over the next 10 years, we need 450,000 extra aviation engineers. It's helpful that Norwich Airport has space, and we've worked together to capitalise on this opportunity. The project's been funded mostly by a £6.25 million loan taken out by the Norse Development Company. Other contributors include New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership, KLM UK Engineering, City College Norwich, and Norfolk County Council."
Meet the students that keep the city blooming. Growing thousands of plants and colourful flowers every year, Norwich's landscape would be starkly different without them. Teenagers enrolled in the horticultural enterprise at Norwich City College help to grow and care for 40,000 plants every year. The bright array of blooms, including geraniums, petunias, and marigolds, are then planted in popular sites across the city. The project aims to teach people with learning difficulties skills that will help them to get jobs. The proud class gave Brenda Arthur, the Lord Mayor of Norwich, the city's sheriff, Beryl Blower, and members of the Friends of Norwich in Bloom a tour of their greenhouses at the college in Ipswich Road. Mrs. Arthur, who is Lord Mayor for just a few more days, said she was glad she was able to see their work before her term of office ended. I think it's really remarkable to know this facility works with Norwich and Bloom. It's so impressive, but what is more impressive is the students are learning life skills that will potentially lead to work. They are gaining confidence and making friendships. It's great for them to see the magnificent floral displays that they have been responsible for. Some of the students that are involved in the course go on to be employed by Norse or Barford Hire. Alex Hardingham, 19, hopes to work at Norse. I would like to be a groundskeeper, he said. John Atto leads the course, which has an all-male class this year. He said, it has been very successful. We have had lots of people go into different jobs, and we do flower beds across the city. Our students get work placements at nurseries and can do everything from potting to planting and growing.
People are being urged to make their voices heard about proposals to relocate the city's main post office branch. It comes after some customers raised concerns about changes which could see the service moved out of the Castle Mall and into W.H. Smith's on St. Stephen's. They fear that the new location wouldn't be suitable for wheelchair users and unable to cope with a larger volume of customers. But the post office has insisted that it's working closely with the retailer to ensure access is suitable for all members of the public. It's now encouraging people to take part in both a forum and consultation to discuss any issues they might have. Meanwhile, the Castle Mall's boss, Amanda Phillips, remains hopeful that the branch will stay in the shopping centre. She said, "This isn't my decision, but I would hope that the post office would see the benefits of a secure, dry and safe environment as well as a newly refurbished unit."